You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
Oringa Vare, yeah. Abel is correcting me. Not Oprata Vare. Oringa Vare. All right, so what do you think the new government in the city of Johannesburg is going to look like? Colleen Makubele has been elected Speaker of the City of Johannesburg Council. She received 141 votes against the multi-party coalition's 139 or so votes, not even 39, but for Alex Christian, right? The DA went into that meeting very confident that its candidate will be voted in, especially because its coalition partners fired councillors who had voted to oust the previous speaker, Vasco da Gama. And you know what's next? A motion of no confidence against Mayor Mpopalat. And given how things turned out with Vasco da Gama, given how things turned out yesterday with the election of Colleen Makubele, you know what this movie and how this movie is going to end, right? And the question on my mind now is, what is the new government going to look like? Cope has the speaker position. The ANC is likely to take the mayorship. The EFF may want to be given some MMC positions. I don't know. But it's about to get real, my friend. So buckle up, Joe Beggars. 011-883-0702. Give me a call, a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702. Let's bring in the new speaker in the city of Johannesburg Council, Colleen Makubele. Now, before I go to your lines, Speaker, thank you for making time. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement. Thank you for having me, and also good morning to the listeners.
When are we going to have the next sitting, this extraordinary sitting, which will likely lead in ushering in the new government in the city of Johannesburg?
I will be making announcements soon. Of course, I was elected yesterday. Today, I'm being sworn in, and then I'll be meeting with the legal team to look at everything, including the time frames, the provisions in law, etc. And then we'll make announcements on when the special counsel is going to sit.
Okay. And can there be objections to that sitting? Or as a speaker, you've got the power to say, this is the day I'm choosing for this extraordinary counsel?
I do have the powers within the provisions of the law. Of course, objections can come from anywhere, but as long as we are within the provisions of the law, we are going to proceed with the council sitting.
Okay. I imagine negotiations are already underway now. You've already indicated that you have no confidence in the mayor of Johannesburg and Mpopalat. The ANC has said the same. You now have people like the Patriotic Alliance voting with you guys in your blog. And I'm wondering, how are those negotiations going? You've got the speaker position. I imagine the ANC will want to take the mayorship. How are the discussions going so far?
Look, not only the ANC is lobbying for the mayorship, there is the minority bloc as well that is also lobbying for the mayorship. They've put forth their candidates as well. But we have been very clear as a minority bloc to say, we want to see a mayor that is going to service the residents of the city of Johannesburg. We don't want to see a mayor that's going to be controlled by Luthuli House or controlled by DA somewhere. And we are also certainly not going to allow to see a mayor who takes instruction from Corneille Mulder, who's the chair of the multi-party coalition, with three or two seats as well, you know, and calling the shots in the city of Joburg. We want a mayor who's going to respect each and every party that is represented there, whether you've got one seat or you've got 40 seats or you've got 70 seats. All of us are elected to represent a constituency, and all those constituencies, we want to see them serviced and not impartiality. And we want to see a mayor who's willing to be held accountable and can promise us what they're going to do for the residents of the city. We'll certainly support them. If ANC can give us those assurances, we'll support them. If the minorities can put forth a competent, fit-for-purpose candidate who can give us those assurances, we'll certainly assist them. We are tired of being run from somewhere else. What is the role of councillors? It cannot be replaced by a coalition agreement. Secondly, our right to lead and to take decisions cannot be taken away by some committee that sits in Cape Town with Colonel Mulder as a chair and Helen Zille and Jens Sanderson telling us what programs to implement in Johannesburg, who we must service in Orange Farm, how we must run our budget. That cannot happen. Our role as councillors must be respected, must be honored, and that's the mayor that we are looking for.
Colleen Makubele, the new speaker of the City of Johannesburg Council, thanks for making time. How things change, eh? When I spoke to Colleen a couple of weeks ago, I was calling her the so-called speaker. In fact, the court came back and said she's not even allowed to proclaim herself as speaker. She was claiming to be the acting speaker after Vasco Da Gama was out. And then COPE sent this statement. I think it's the provincial COPE saying she's suspended. Eh? And then Musiwa Lekota says, I'm with her. Her own branch says, I'm with her. And you know what that tells me about specifically COPE is that Dennis Bloom and Willie Madisha's faction in COPE is actually pap, weak. Musiwa Lekota is clearly still firmly in charge of the party, despite his so-called suspension by Madisha and Bloom. And I say that because it was Willie Madisha and Dennis Bloom who were behind the suspension of Colleen not so long ago. But Colleen had the support of Musiwa Lekota and her branch, and she stayed. Now she's the speaker. What does that tell you about who is in charge there at COPE?
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyatela
on 702.
Let's bring in Herman Mashaba, who is the Action SA leader. Mr. Mashaba, good morning.
Good morning, Clement. Interesting listening to the new speaker of the City of Johannesburg. And very interesting developments. Obviously, quite worrying for residents of the biggest metro, not only in South Africa, in Africa, where we have this chaotic environment. But I think the DM has obviously shouldered the blame, because for us as Action SA, we did everything possible to keep the ANC from taking over this government. And they've allowed them to do it, because obviously what Colleen is talking about, it's not their own views. Obviously, this whole thing was engineered by the ANC. But what I think for me is interesting, it's going to be something for South Africans to watch the next few days in terms of the composition of the new executive.
But does she not have a point, Mr. Mashaba? She says this multi-coalition party is being run from Cape Town. Yeah, with Mulder, with Helen Zille.
I think she's hallucinating. I think she mustn't think that all the parties are like COPE, where we don't have the leadership. I think we're not like COPE, where they don't even know who the leader is. So that's why in this environment.
Okay, quickly.
So I think the coalition arrangement was negotiated by all parties. Unfortunately, we really had being really very difficult. I think that this reminded me of my days as their mayor. That's the reason why you remember I resigned 2 years ahead of my time. And we thought this time around they would have learned to respect others. But it looks like actually they got worse this time.
Okay. You may have seen that the Patriotic Alliance, which was part of the multi-party coalition, has voted with this block of the minority parties, leading to Colleen Makubele being elected speaker. And chances are that's going to happen even with the motion of no confidence in the mayor of Johannesburg. Did you warn the DA about the Patriotic Alliance and how risky it could be to allow them into the multi-party coalition?
Absolutely. In fact, we warned the DA from the time they brought the Patriotic Alliance right at the beginning of the negotiations, bringing the PA into our coalition, because Gayton was very clear from the beginning, and it's on public record to say, look, I'm in this business for power and money. And this, obviously, I think for me, I felt it uncomfortable, and I warned the DA about this. But they insisted on bringing all the other parties and disregarded us, including bringing the UDM into us voting them into MPEC position.
Yeah,
when we had the problem with the speakers, the matter, after Vasco Da Gama was voted out, I requested the DA and all our coalition parties. I said, look, partners, I said, guys, please to stabilize this arrangement, let's give the speaker to the IFP so that we can have the balance of power. We know the DA can run the executive and the legislature be run by the
and they refused
by a different party. And unfortunately enough, all the parties, including the Petroleum Front and Freedom Front, accepted this. But unfortunately, they refused, including actually saying to us, no, they are putting someone forward and wanting us and expecting us to vote for Vasco Da Gama again. Only on Monday, they conceded when we told them to go to hell. They then obviously brought in Alex Christian. Mm-hmm. And then you had Solim Singman coming out with that op-ed in Daily Maverick. So honestly, I don't really blame the Patriotic Front for moving the way they did. It's just that, unfortunately, it is what it is. I think and I strongly believe that that's what the DA wanted. So they've achieved. In fact, I think the biggest party that's celebrating this must be the DA leadership, not their members, but the lot of DA people are really very close with the
okay, just lastly, Mr. Mashaba, I mean, it's so interesting that the DA wanted to put up Vasco Da Gama again until you guys had to object to it and they refused to give that speaker position to the IFP. The question Joburgers have right now, Mr. Mashaba, is what does this mean for the future of the city? I mean, obviously more turbulence for sure, but what do you think the new government is going to look like? Do you think the Patriotic Alliance is going to demand more and possibly even the mayorship if this coalition wants their vote?
I can imagine that I wonder if the ANC, when they were engineering this whole move, they realized what they were doing. Because now you've got the ANC, you've got the EFF. Now you brought in the Patriotic Front. And you can imagine the Gayton is not in this game for nothing. He's there for the money and the power. So, and now you've got how many, 7 or 8 minority parties. Only God will save the city of Johannesburg. Let's see what they come out with. I think for me, it's one of the most scariest coalition arrangements the world has ever seen.
Ooh, only God will save the city of Johannesburg, as you say. Pray hard, Mr. Mashaba. Pray hard. Thank you for making time. Mehman Mashaba, Action SA leader. It's about to get real. Really, you need to buckle up. I mean, the Patriotic Alliance, chances... I mean, the question is, are they even going to agree to... What if they say, give us mayorship? Because the ANC, which has more seats in the council than the other parties like that have supported the speaker, they will want to have the mayorship. COPE has the speaker. The Patriotic Alliance may want... If you can't give them mayorship, at least give them one of the key portfolios, maybe economic development. They're going to want one of those key portfolios. So negotiating that is going to be very tricky. And that's exactly the process that's currently underway. Mbazi Mashiloa made an interesting point this morning that what the ANC and other parties did yesterday is the same thing that the DA and other parties did in Nelson Mandela Bay. So the issue is not the DA or the ANC, but it's that trading of votes for the seats in the micro. And that, my friends, are the kind of parties that we're going to have in 2024. That, my friends, are the kind of parties that are going to sit down and form a coalition in 2024. If you are seeing this instability in the biggest metro in the country, what's going to happen when all of this is happening at the national level? Huh?